what is flow to me, it really embodies who I am. I mean, I'm really just living in the moment. Like, there's no, especially at an event, like, there's no set thing that I have to do. There's no set person I have to be with. Besides me running the room, so that, like, I literally do whatever the fuck I want to do, and can't nobody shake me from that.
This podcast contains explicit adult content, mature themes, and candid conversations about sex, dominance, power exchange, and ethical non-monogamy. It is intended for audiences 18 and over only. Listener discretion is advised. The views expressed by our guests are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or values of the hosts, producers, or affiliated brands. The Bull Brotherhood podcast is for educational, entertainment, and empowerment purposes only. Nothing in this podcast should be interpreted as legal advice, medical guidance, or psychological counseling. We speak from experience, not credentials. Always practice consent, respect the boundaries of others, and follow local laws. If you're not comfortable with frank talk about sex, kink, dominance, or emotional power, this probably isn't the show for you. But if you're ready to step into your masculine edge and embrace a lifestyle that demands mastery, welcome to the Brotherhood.
Welcome to the Bull Brotherhood podcast, where we talk power, pleasure, and the art of dominance in ethical non-monogamy. This is not your average lifestyle podcast. This is for men who lead, men who master, and men who leave a lasting impression. If you're here, you're not just curious. You're ready to elevate. So to all the bulls, hot wives, stags, and open-minded explorers, we see you. Let's go.
Oh yeah, claim the mind, train the body, on the soul, deep connections, build on trust, and circle from conversation.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Bull Brotherhood. I am one third of your podcast team, along with Socrates and Brian Morgan. Brian Morgan is over on O Faces tonight, podcasting with Mr. Mocha. So Socrates and I are here with our guest, Goliath. Welcome, Goliath.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on, everybody?
Hey, we're so glad that you're here. You guys have heard him on previous episode. We were just at Splash Mocha, and him and Socrates had an enlightening moment, and so we want to focus the attention on that. But before we get into that, Goliath, tell us what you're doing. You're doing a whole lot of things, a whole lot of places to really move the ethical, non-monogamous bull community along, and we want to hear more about that. So tell us more about what you're doing.
Well, I'm doing a little bit of everything nowadays. Right now, the main thing I'm doing right now is I'm going to be taking over the Magnum BBC's group. Some of y'all may have heard it. We're based out in Dallas, Texas. The leader and founder, Yanni, he's been doing it for, I don't know, 20, 30, I don't know how many years, but the time has come to the changing of the guard. So that's where I come in to be leading that, and got the first party of me being the official leader coming up in January, for those that want to get in contact with me.
I'll yeah, where can we, later where on can we sign up? Because I need to sign up. Socrates told me today. Better get fucking signed.
I like STC, but for people that don't have STC, I could be found on Twitter, X, whatever you guys want to call it, at Goliath of DFW. For my Telegram, you just got to know me to get that. So if you hear about me, reach me on another platform and then get to me so I can get you that information. Don't need everybody finding me on that right now.
And when is it?
Oh, it's January 16th to the 19th in Dallas, Texas. So it's going to be a nice little event. So I encourage everybody to come and check it out.
I'll be buying my plane tickets while we do this podcast.
For sure. Hey, come on down. It's going to be well worth it, I promise you.
Yeah. And how much does it cost for a couple to go to one of those for the weekend?
Ooh, you putting me on the spot. I don't even got the flyer in front of me, but
we're free, know. Right? Because we're promoting it.
Oh yeah, we gonna work something out on the underground, you know?
Yeah, I got ways I can pay you.
Oh man, the fans may be listening, man. We do not promote prostitution or solicitation of anything like that here. So I'll put that out there right now.
Oh, I was talking about like cleaning your house or something, like vacuuming before. Oh, okay. I don't know what you were insinuating.
Oh man, you know, I mean, there's some things that I'm trying washing, to ring the siren or something like
I'm
that.
Talking about washing dishes. I can holler while I vacuum, you know.
Okay, well, I like that. I'm so dirty.
That's so funny. And then, okay, you got the Magnum party going on. What's this I hear about Naughty in New Orleans?
Yeah, Naughty New Orleans. Yeah, people hear about the Plus One Room, formerly known as the Chocolate Room, but everybody knows the Plus One Room, and that's where all the black gentlemen are at. We hold it down, and I'm the leader of that. Make sure that there's quality men to service and uphold our standard and make sure that we please the women who are into us. So that event is in July. I don't know the exact dates off the top of my head, but it happens every year. And last year was a wonderful success. It's my first time running that, doing the holding forum for new couples who didn't know what it was all about. So they got interested and it was a very successful time. So I encourage people to come check that out as well. Besides Naughty, it's also Black to Cap, one of my favorite events that I do go to. I've been to it 4 times, and I do host that as well. Another one of my brothers, my boy, Mr. East Coast out of Vegas. So, yeah, Black to Cap, for those that don't know, it's in France. It's this year is the last week of August. It's a wonderful event, all naked city, lifestyle capital of the world, in my opinion. But don't just take my opinion, come and check it out. I know there's a lot of brothers and sisters and couples that are going to be going this year because they've heard the hype and they want to jump on board. So if you need information on that, definitely hit me up as well on that. It's a magnificent event. It will blow your mind how open the Europeans are as opposed to how we do things here in the U.S. of A.
Yeah, refreshing, I'm sure.
Oh,
so
very refreshing.
I want to ask a question about that couples class. Like how well attended, how well received was that? Tell us a little more about that. And I think more events should adopt things like that. I haven't actually been to a class like that, but in talking in some of the ladies' chats and some other things, it just seems like that would be a good addition to many events, this orientation for couples on how to navigate, you know, in their interactions with the black gentleman.
So that class, first of all, I didn't even want to do it. I mean, they said, hey, this is part of the assignment. And I'm like, I hate public speaking, but hey, the best way to get comfortable is get uncomfortable. So I did it last year and it became a little bit easier this year. But so for the class, it was very well attended. It was way more people than I expected before we had to move into like a meeting room, like a conference room at the hotel. So I turned it into a panel. I discussed, of course, like the fetishization of single black men and how we are actually, we're people, not just body parts. Talked about the different etiquettes whenever we come into a protest or whenever we come to the room, the expectations that, like for instance, like just because somebody comes to the room doesn't mean we gotta fuck them, right?
Right.
I understand that you may want me, but guess what?
The two-way street.
I'm benefiting as well, yeah. It's a two-way street and stuff like this. Some people had a misconception like, hey, just because they're in there, like auction, like I want this one. We ain't doing that shit. So, yeah, so it was a good educational system. And then also, I allowed them to ask the question that they had pondering their mind. And in that class, I say nothing is off limits. So I don't give a damn what you got to say, say it. And the gentlemen that attend, they also were up there with me so that they weren't just getting my perspective on things, that they're able to get various different perspectives from different regions of men that do lifestyle in different places. So it was very educational for them and it was very well attended. So I look forward to doing that again.
Nice. Well, let's talk about the interaction then between you and Socrates. Socrates, do you want to, he practically came running to the room. I don't know if I was napping, whatever. And he's like, Goliath just said something and spoke life into me and changed my life and hallelujah. You know, so it was a whole thing, which my husband gets these, you know, pivotal moments, we call them revelations, where things just come together in his mind. And then he understands them. And if anyone knows him, they know that he asks a lot of questions to get to these answers. But sometimes a conversation and just a couple of questions will get him there. And that's really exciting. It's like a little fast pass at Disneyland or something. So tell us about the conversation, babe, between you and Goliath. Where were you at? What was taking place? Just go into that. And then we can hear Goliath's thoughts as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. So we got to go way back to, number one, to add to this man's repertoire and all the things he does. The reason why this came up is because he also heads up the Glory Hole and Reverse Glory Hole room in Splash Mocha. So one of his many talents, and which also happens to be Socrates' favorite place to be.
He guarantees to find you in there.
Yeah, so ladies, if you want to find him.
My dick will be through the hole waiting for your lovely mouth. So what people don't know about me is I have ADHD as fuck, and I am addicted to my calendar. Now, I don't run my calendar. My wife and my office manager do, because that's how terrible I am at it. So, but when I'm there, I own several businesses. We do these podcasts. I'm a very busy person. I sleep very little. And so I'm just building, kind of like giving people the context of why this matters to me. And so I'm a very regimented person. And so the first time I went to Splash, you know, we've talked about this before. I went there and I wasn't concerned about me because I didn't understand what Splash was. I was just thinking, okay, Siren's going to have a good time and I'm just going to be chilling, talking to other husbands and, you know, twiddling my thumbs, right? And come to find out, oh, you know, I'm a black man and they're down for it. And so unbeknownst to me, my wife just said, screw it. I know what he needs. So they just started. She just started setting appointments. And
the ladies kept asking me, like, can I get some time with your husband? And I was like, well, the only way I know how to keep track of that is to go to Google Calendar. So it's my fault originally that he. And Saturday of that one wasn't the first Splash, though. That was the second one. That
was the calendar stuff?
Yeah. I didn't do it the first one.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't do the
Are
first
you sure?
one. Yes, but okay. I'm positive because I was much more comfortable with people the second one. People didn't approach that boldly the first time that we attended.
Yeah.
And that was when your Achilles was ruptured and you were in the boot.
Yeah.
So I made this count, you know, and it was basically, I think by the time we started doing the calendar thing, it was like Friday. And then Saturday, I had him booked back to back to back. Like, I came in, I brought him a cheeseburger. I was like, hey, you about wrapping up here? And he's like, yeah, we're about done. I was like, when's my next appointment? I said, 10 minutes. Like, I had this guy every hour on the hour with no breaks. Because I thought.
That's crazy.
I thought, oh, yeah, like, you know when you're with your partner and you just know exactly what to do and when to do it. And so something that takes another person 2 hours to get to, you can get to in 15 minutes. So that timeline was in my head. I'm like, well, you know, we like 10, 15 to 30 minutes. But when you're playing with someone else, you're taking your time, you know? So I had him. And then he never made it down to the party on Saturday night. I left him. He's like, I'll be down in 20 minutes. I said, you're not coming down. I know you're not coming down. It's okay. When I came back up at 4 a.m., he was asleep on the bed with his clothes on, his hoe bag, you know, around his shoulder, just passed out on the bed.
He thought he was going to be a badass.
No, but that's how a lot of men, you know, operate. Oh, yeah, I'm so ready for Splash. Da, 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 da. And then they go hard. And then, you know, that's why everybody tell them it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
We got guys here locally. They're like, I'm ready to go. I'm like, you're not ready. You can't make me tap out, you are not ready.
You're not ready. So anyway, that's just the background, y'all. Like, that's how crazy I was. And obviously, that got old quickly. And a lot of women weren't down for that, which is fine. But so I tried it the other way, and I got into a lot of trouble because, you know, women saying, oh, he's not paying attention, or he's too busy, he's running all over the place. And I'm like, yeah, because my whole life is ran by a calendar. So when I'm here, I'm on vacation, and most people, they're like, dude, they're professionals, you know, they have jobs, or they're business owners, or parents with, you know, active lives, and they're like, I do that shit outside of the house, outside of, you know, a hotel takeover or whatever I'm doing. I don't want to do that shit when I'm here, right? So it wasn't working for me. And I was pissing people off, and I was like missing the people I wanted to, or, you know, or didn't have enough time with the people I wanted to, or, you know, whatever the situation is. And it wasn't working out for me. And from day one, everybody was saying, man, just go with the flow. And I tell you, I hated that statement. I don't go with the flow at nothing. Like, I used to surf. And I'm like, you can't go with the flow. You have to paddle your ass off to catch that thing.
Going against the grain.
Yeah. There's no such thing. I'm like, and even if I'm, you know, kayaking, because I like to do a lot of water sports things, I still ain't going with the flow. I'm not a go with the flow guy. And so it just drove me crazy. But This was our eighth splash. Nothing was working. It was frustrating people and frustrating my wife. And, you know, I had people tell me all kind of reasons why you should go with the flow and why it works. And I just said, you know what? I said, the guy that I know sees the flow, he sees how the flow works, is Goliath. So I said, I'm going to go up to him and ask him about it, get his opinion. And I was like, and I'm just going to let you go from there where I went. But Goliath, but I was like, hey, you know, I like to schedule. I like to do this. But I'm having some troubles. What do you think? And he just said, go with the flow. And then I'll let you, you know, go from there.
Well, is some of that too, babe, that you really like to have things to look forward to that are like a sure thing?
Yeah, that too. Exactly.
So it's like, you know, sometimes just having things on the calendar. But Goliath and I had a great conversation via text today about it, and I think that was really, you know, a lot of what we're gonna get into. So,
yeah. So Goliath, break it down. Break it down. You know, tell our listeners, you know, the wisdom you broke down to me, brother.
I mean, so like you came to me and you tell me like you want things to be a certain way. Like things have to go a certain way for you, and when things didn't go that way, you get frustrated. You think it's, if it didn't happen now on my time, it's never going to happen. So the opportunity is like done with.
Right.
And I'm like, man, no, you can't be like that. Like, you just got to really go with the flow. And you gave me that same thing. Like, man, what do you mean by that? Like, I, everybody says that. But the thing is, going with the flow, the door is always open. Like, it's never shut. Things don't happen for various different reasons, whether it be, the girl may have just got done with the play date. So the 2 o'clock that you plan to have with her, she still wore out or still tired from the last one, and she needs a little more time. Maybe it was a stressful situation for her where she needs more time to decompress so that she could give you her full attention. Or maybe, she's actually hungry, or she got woman problems. It could be a numerous different things. You can't let that affect your psyche. It just wasn't meant to happen right then and there. Just keep it pushing, and you've already expressed your interest, like you said. You expressed your interest already to them, and so that's already understood by them.
Yeah, and
going
a lot
with the
of
flow. And, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say too is a lot of times it's not the lack of interest; it's just the timing. And when we talked about it earlier today, I said, you know, the beauty of flow, not worrying about who you're gonna play with. And win. And then when it finally happens, it's super, super fun. It's like you and I have
That's
talked
correct.
For how many splashes? Like, oh, yeah, da, da, da. Like, let's get together. I ain't worried about it. Eventually, that when the time comes, and it's going to, and we'll have a great time. But, you know, another thing too, Socrates, you say, we got to stop acting like we're not coming back to this. You know, we say that with Hawaii or anything else. It's like, if you don't get to experience everyone or everybody, oh, I missed your chance. No, you didn't. What if you didn't even see that person? You know, you didn't miss out on something that you didn't get to do. You know, there's going to be more. There's going to be more. So,
and that's exactly it. Because, like, for me, like, for instance, just some, I've been doing Splash, what, since 2019. And there's people that I've met since 2019 that we still ain't played yet. And we know the interest is there. But we in 2025, 6 years, and we haven't played yet. We got great chemistry. We chat it up all the time. We see each other. But just things just haven't lined up for various reasons. But there's no love lost. We're able to talk. And there's others where I've met in a short period of time where the opportunities come, we have to play, and it was great. It's all about organic timing. So I always say this. I say this shit all the time. And I'm not saying this is you, Socrates. I'm never pressed for pussy. Pussy is always going to be there. It's always going to be available.
Amen.
So I know with Splash, it's a hypersexual time. There are some people that people make lists like, okay, I want to be able to connect with this person this time. Like this is a high priority mission for me or whatever. So you want to put your all into trying to make that happen. But sometimes it's just not meant to be. But guess what? The door is always open. I would say that, like, there's one situation. There's one lady that I'm very, very, very highly of. I think very highly of her. We made interest known, I think, back 2022. And we kept on missing each other. One time, I just finished playing. She was trying to come. So we see each other in passing. Like, oh, this is going to be the time. I'm like, I just got done playing. I got to go freshen up. I come back. I see her. She's going with another guy. I'm like, hey, go do your damn thing. She have fun. And that happened like at two or three different events back to back. And I mean, it was a slow burn, but guess what? It built that anticipation. Like, hey, whenever we get our time together, this shit's going to be fucking magical. So one time she come down there to the story hall room. She come down there. She gave me her kiss like she usually do and stuff like that. She gave me that look like when is this gonna happen? And me being horny at the time, and the room wasn't really as busy. Said my ass looked around. I told one of the homies. I said, hey man, I'm about to shut this damn door. Just stay outside the door, and if anybody asks, it's some construction going on in here. Things will be open whenever they be back open again and shit like that. So yeah, I kicked everybody the fuck out. And shit, me and her, shit, had our very first session in the playroom, and that shit was fucking magical to shit. I mean, I'd prefer it had been in one of our rooms because the beds were more comfortable, but we had a fucking fantastic time, and it was everything. And I enjoyed it very much. We both equally enjoyed it. It was like, damn, that weight. It was all well worth it and stuff like that. So sometimes you just got to, hey, just go with the flow and shit going to work out for you. And you even gave me a scenario to tell me about the dance situation, Socrates.
The what situation?
Whenever you were dancing with somebody's friend on the dance floor and you said you had tried to talk to one of her friends and you thought there wasn't no interest.
Yeah,
she saw you dancing with her friend.
Exactly.
And and guess what? You end up getting somebody that you wanted.
Yep.
Just on some on the flow shit.
Yeah. Yep. 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 I remember that. Yep. That one was nice.
So that right there was a perfect. You know the damn word I want to use. Example. That's a basic word. But perfect example of how that shit worked out for you.
Well, and I'm like I was telling you earlier on the text too. It's like I ran buck wild for many a splashes, and then I just started being. I think it was Atlanta last year. Yeah, so 2024 that I had like 17 appointments booked before I even got there, and then I got there, and then I got through a few of them, but then I met someone like Thursday night, and then I ended up playing with him like 6 or 7 times. Had to cancel all my damn appointments. So, you know, and after that, I was like, I'm not doing this appointment shit anymore because I hated canceling on the other people. But I was like, I want to be where I want to be with who I want to be. And then in Fort Lauderdale this year, before that one, I was like, you know what? I am just going to make sure that I am with who I want to be with, where I want to be, doing what I want to be doing at all times. And if I adopt that motto, then I'm going to have a great time. So this, you know, this splash, I wasn't feeling as good. So there was a lot of times that, you know, I'm sitting with a group of people, they're talking, my energy's low. I'm not really comprehending what they're talking about anyway, because I don't feel great. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to go to the room. I'm going to go to the room and rest. You know, Socrates ran after me a couple times, like, you okay, you okay? I'm like, I just don't feel good. I was like, nobody's pissing me off. No, I'm not mad. I'm not upset.
you know, I just don't want to be here right now. So I should go to bed, save my energy. So, you know, if you really think about those three things, then you really can't go wrong, you know, and because that is the definition of flow is just, hey, if right now in this space you're not enjoying yourself, switch things up, do something different. But, you know, I didn't chase down anybody or, you know, feel FOMO or anything like that because I was just being present at all times. I wasn't worried about what I was doing in the next half hour.
So,
facts, being present.
Yeah, I love that. Being present is always definitely being part of the flow. And so I want to piggyback on that. So Siren gave her definition of flow, which I think is brilliant. Goliath, what is your definition of flow? What is flow to you?
What is flow to me? It really embodies who I am. I mean, I'm really just living in the moment. Like, there's no, especially at an event, like, there's no set thing that I have to do. There's no set person I have to be with. Besides me running the room, so that, like, I literally do whatever the fuck I want to do, and can't nobody shake me from that. Like, if I want to go fuck this person for 2 hours and then take me a nap afterwards, I'll be totally fine with that and won't give two fucks what anybody else thinks about it. Because that's what I want to do. I'm doing what I enjoy. Not because, damn, I gotta go to this person's room at 5 o'clock, or damn, this is room party here at 2:30. Shit, I'm with somebody right now that wanna cut things short. Nah, I'm enjoying my time with who I'm enjoying it with. And if it's mutually there, that's what I'm doing. Or if I just wanna be by my fucking self and take me a nap and watch a college football game or just be in my phone scrolling, I have the right to do all that. I mean, I'm just doing whatever that I want to do with no obligation. I think that's what flow is. And just letting things happen organically.
So, you know, I'm a very tactile person. Like, everything has to make sense for me, not because of insecurities. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of, like you said, I'm not pressed for pussy either. Like, before I got into the lifestyle, my numbers was high, and there was no problem. There's never been a problem getting pussy in my life since I was 12.
Okay, Will Chamberlain.
But, you know, I mean, the second Splash, we celebrated a number out there. Like, I reached incredibly high number at Splash, and that was a big thing that Siren did. So it was never about being pressed for it. It was always about, I am so out of sorts when I don't know the next thing I can look forward to where I'm going. So it's hard for me. It was hard for me to grasp what I wanted to do next if it's nothing on the calendar to tell me. Because I'm not putting stuff on the calendar that everybody else wants me to do. I have people like my wife and my office manager. I pay her to put things that I say, this is the things I want to do with my life, right? So, but I said all that to say this. What you said to me blew me away, which is always leaves the door open, because the thing I've told this story before, and if you know who you are, like, I want you to know that, because she goes to Splash all the time, that I respect you even more now. I love it. It was not a problem. This woman didn't do anything wrong. And I think I talked about it in our episode when we were at Splash. And I said, look, so I went in and I saw her, and I'm this type of person where it's all about chemistry and vibe to me, all about that. And I get teased because I'll play with some women that some guys are like, they got on the ugly still. And I'll play with some, or I'll interact with some really hot women, and they'll be like, I won't be interested because the vibes is not there. That's just me. Some guys go off looks, it's no problem. I don't care about that. Some guys go off whatever, they own. That's my thing. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I saw this girl, and I rarely catch a vibe with looks. I'm rarely like, oh, love at first sight type of person. I'm rarely like, I can look at a woman and be like, oh, she's hot. But the vibe's not there because I don't know her, right? There's no vibe there. She's just attractive. But then there's this one woman I saw, and I said, not only is she hot, I'm just vibing off her, just watching her, right? So then, boom, that happens. Now, a lot of times, majority of the time, I'll meet a woman, and then the vibe comes around, and then there's the attraction, right? And it has nothing to do with her looks. Now, I have a preference. Uh-huh. We all do. But I'm like that. So the reason why I was like, I was so obsessed with it because I was like, I rarely get women that I'm like, oh, I'm vibing with her and I haven't even talked to her yet. Right. And that she was her. So I was like, I went up to her and I was like, okay, I'm going to talk to her. And I did. And I was like, we had a great conversation. And eventually I'm like, you know, so, you know, if you don't mind, you know, if you're interested, I'd love to play. And she was like, yeah. And then I can't remember what she said. She was like, I said it a lot in the last episode, but what was she saying? She was like, yeah, let's catch each other later or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so we're business owners. And one of the things that me and Siren say to each other all the time is fortune is in the follow-up. And so I was like, okay, bet. I'll follow up with her, right? Saw her the next day. Hey, how's he doing? This is, you know, get a chance, you know. What do you say about 2 o'clock? I'd love to... Yeah, you know, right now I'm doing this, and, you know, let's do it later, you know? Something, she kept saying the same thing every time, and she was like, yeah, let's catch up later. And I was like, okay. Followed up the next day. Yeah. You know when I gave up, Goliath? It's the last day she said it. I was like the third or fourth day, and I was like, yeah, you know, next time, you know, I'd love to. She says, yeah, you know. Maybe sometime later, you know? And I was like, oh, I get it. Now, I thought that meant, here's the crazy thing. I thought that meant she wasn't interested. No problem. Women say that all the time. A few slashes later, I'm in a room party, like you said, and this proved your point, but I didn't understand it at the time. I'm in a room party, and I'm just doing my thing. She comes in, and I just love her style. She just comes in, and she just has this type of swag to her, and she just said a few things. Took her clothes off and went wild on me. And I was like, what the? And we had a great time. And then she moved on to whatever she was doing. Now, I didn't see what you said at that time. I was like, what the? I was so confused. I was so all over the place. And that.
Because you were thinking with your actual brain. And that was the time that you were supposed to be thinking with your dick.
I'm just thinking with my dick.
That was when you're supposed to shut your mind off and think with your dick. And you need to get that settled. He's thinking too much with his brain at Splash. Like, maybe that's why you need that calm down period. Like, come into Splash. Don't think with your brain so much.
Well, so the reason why I said all that, guys, is because when he said that, I didn't have something to hold on to. And I had an instance when I followed up with someone and it made me feel like she was just trying to reject me. But now, if I don't have a schedule, what he said was, it leaves the door open. So my mind easily said, oh, then every time you talk to somebody, talk to them with the goal in mind of opening the door. And when the door is open, I make sure that my every interaction says that door is wide open, right? It could be I'm not attracted to him. He's not my type, but he's really cool. And I enjoy his podcast. Or they don't even know I have a podcast. He's really dressed nice. I like what he dressed. Whatever the case may be, you know, or we played and she was like, it's so amazing. I hope I get to play with him again. Whatever it is, if... Now that my brain grasped on every interaction with that person, I'm doing everything I can to be my most authentic self. And then, so now all I need to do is just make sure that I do my best to keep that door open. And that changed everything. Like, it changed all of my demeanor about everything.
Yeah. I'm glad I was able to instill that wisdom into you so that you can apply that into other aspects.
That takes away my stress.
Tell me why.
Because you fucking stress me out at Splash with this, like, you know, your nickname.
That was during sex. That those noises were during sex.
No, your nickname is Squirrel, right? The ladies call you that, okay? So if you are going to go with this new mantra, like, that's really going to help everybody that is like, okay, well, when's he going to dart off next? But if you're just trying to like pay attention and be present and be in the moment, like I told you about Fort Lauderdale, like you navigated that perfectly. And then this one, you know, I wasn't feeling good, so I wasn't around you. You know what I mean? So it just grows from there. But every time you like get a new piece of the puzzle for what works for you, you know, that just makes you more attractive and it makes more women come to you, you know? Like we were in Fort Lauderdale, we had talked about, you know, just chilling a little bit more, and we were in the pool, and it was on, I think it was Thursday during the day, you know, before we took over, or maybe it was on Wednesday, because we usually come in on Tuesdays, and we're crazy. So we were chilling. He had, you know, I wasn't with him. He had the attention of three lovely ladies when one of his favorites walked in, and I just kind of went up beside him and I said, remember, daddy, like you are already here with these three ladies and me.
Bingo.
She will come to us and say hello.
Bingo.
I was like, just stay here, don't start twitching or nothing, like just chill. And he did, and guess what, she got her towel settled, her husband settled, the whole thing, and then she came right over and joined us. Right? So you got to have the company of four ladies plus your wife, you know? So just little things like that of seeing how it does work when you just breathe and are in the moment like that. So just more things that add to his understanding, just help him to, you know, to understand, you know, understand.
Yeah.
Shout out to you for whispering in his ear for that.
Yeah. And I couldn't be around him at this last one. So sorry, ladies, if, you know, I was just not feeling well. But the ladies took good care of him. I heard several for some feedback. I was like, go release the hound. But what night was that that you talked to Goliath then? And how, tell us the difference between before you talked to him and after at that splash.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and
like, how did you navigate the remainder after you got that advice?
So to answer the first part before, it kind of, and to address some of the things you said before, like, I'm not like, if I'm in front of you talking to you, I'm really interested in you. Mm-hmm. But I'm not the type of person that can hear X, Y, and Z behind me and not look and hear somebody else, see somebody walk by that I know really well and not say hello, or smell some really good food and not be curious. And so if that's all of these things going on, some you guys call it overwhelm. You know, like a lot of people say, oh, I just got overwhelmed, because you have all these sensations.
Overstimulated.
Or overstimulated. I don't get overstimulated. Yeah. I just get extra curious. Like, so when everybody else gets overstimulated or nervous, or the situation's too big for them, I just get more curious and more curious and more curious. And sometimes I'm supposed to be focused on the person in front of me. It doesn't mean I'm not fully in what they're saying, because my brain is so crazy, I'm processing all of that, but my body is responding to looking over here, thinking this way, moving, shifting. So, but now what this does is it gives me a goal, and that's all I needed. I wasn't a squirrel. I wasn't all that other stuff. I didn't have a goal, because if you think about that splash, you don't think about the splash that I had all the appointments. I was chilled as fuck. You don't remember that, Siren, because you were having the time of your life, because the first one you were so nervous, and the second one, you're right, I think it was the second one, you went crazy because you were like, oh shit, this is for reals. But I was chill as fuck, because why? I got a 2 o'clock, so I go get my lunch, I'll take care of you, I go do this, and I'm excited about the 2 o'clock. There's none of the women, like, I'm not the type of person, well, let's see what happens. No, if I see you, if I'm attracted to you, well then, I'm the bull. I like to take leadership. We're going to send each other through the process. Now, it's not like every single time's perfection and the, you know, the sun's coming out and fireworks are going off. And I'm not saying that, but I was cool as fuck because I had something to grab hold to. If I don't have a play appointment, uh-huh, then I'm going with me and my wife have routines. We get up in the morning, we go to breakfast together, then we have do whatever in between. Then we have lunch, we reconnect, you know, then we do everything in between. And then we go down at night and then we have our outfits and we do the walk. I'm terrible at the walk because I'm ADHD as fuck, but you know what I mean? We're supposed to walk and not be distracted, and I'm terrible at that. But I knew in between those things, I had my play dates. And then after 10, it's the playrooms. And before this last one, I stopped. I had decided before I came, I'm not going to do the playrooms this time as much, besides the Glory Hill room. So I'm not going to do all the other rooms. I used to do almost all of them because I loved them all. And I decided, okay, so we do all that. Everything was planned out. If after 10, I'm going to walk through all the rooms. I'm going to get lucky. And then if I could take them up to a room, I will, because I like the one-on-ones. And then I'm going to, and then every other time, Glory Hole. So Glory Hole, then walk around, get lucky, maybe check on my wife, talk to friends, Glory Hole, walk around, play, talk to some friends, use the bathroom, check on my wife, Glory Hole, glory walk around. Hole. I'm not going to love it.
What's going on?
Yeah. So the thing that revolutionized me is now I have something to hold on to in front of everybody. I don't care who it is, if it's staff, if it's hotel staff, if it's my best friend, you know, if it's my wife, if it's a play partner, if it's a stranger off the street, I know, okay, I'm leaving the door open, right? So from Thursday to Saturday night, I'm leaving the door open. And that helped me tremendously, helps calm me down so I can be like, I don't worry about the food over there. I'm leaving the door open in front of this woman. I don't worry about my friend who already have a door open that's walking by. That door is open already. I'm working on this door being open with this person. And I don't care about, okay, I check my watch. I got plenty of time for the episode, you know, because we're podcasting. We're doing, you know, I'm on other people's podcasts. I'm doing, you know, so I'm like, I'm not worried about that because while I'm in front of this person, I'm opening their door. And then once I need to leave because my wife's calling me or I have an appointment or I need to go, whatever, then I can, in that conversation, hopefully the door was made wider or opened or whatever. That's revolutionary for me because that's what I needed to hold on to. But I also think, and I want you guys to talk about this, I think it helps a lot of other people for a lot of other reasons. I just can't imagine them because I want my listeners to maybe think about some of them because that's all I helped. It was like it helped this big problem and that's it. But I'm sure there's other benefits to doing that.
To going with the flow?
Well, just the mentality of keep leaving the door open, always, you know, going with the flow, but always leaving the door open for interactions with people. I think that would really help a lot of other people. Well, I think people don't talk to certain people because maybe they're not interested. Well, what if you just left the door open and had a conversation with somebody, and next thing you know, it might turn into a friendship, a business partnership, or hell, you might be turned on by somebody you're not normally playing with. You know what I mean?
Well, you just named them all. So yeah. What do you mean you don't know? You just did it.
I'll say this. I mean, I understand leaving the door open, but some people. I mean, that's gonna be a whole nother podcast thing. I just thought about, but like some people, you want the door to be closed on.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you just like, nah, fuck all that. You ain't never getting this fucking door. Like,
well, and I've been coaching the ladies on that because I said you are. It's kind of like this. When I, you know, got divorced from my first husband, I swore to myself if I wasn't 100% interested in a guy, I would let him go immediately. You know, and even if I was only interested in him for a week, you know, whatever. But if I wasn't 100 on it, yeah. I was going to like let him go. Because guess what? Someone, the love of his life could be around the corner and I'm wasting his time, you know. So it's a favor to them. So I told the ladies, I said, if you're not interested in a guy, you know, I said, if you're nice about it and you aren't rude, there ain't no guy that's going to like not let you come back and say, you know, I wasn't interested before, but I've been watching you and now I am interested if you'd like to give it another shot, you know. But in the time being, don't say later or these things if you don't mean it. Just simply say, you know, I appreciate you, but I'm just not interested. That is such a simple line and it's helped me so much. But it took me a few splashes because, you know, I'd be chatting up a dude and then I meet him, there's no vibe, and then I feel bad. So I was just like, I gotta just tell him that because there is other women that do want to play with him and he's chasing me around and I'm not interested. That's not fair to the other women that do want to spend time with him or to him. So you're doing people a favor by just being truthful with them, and we got to get used to, you know, dealing with, you know, like you said, to get comfortable, you got to get uncomfortable. So, you know, yeah. and then that way, if someone, you know, for whatever reason, you want to shut the door and keep it shut, you can with just that simple line, you know. And I've haven't had any guys come back and, you know, try to, you know, cram the door open after I've said, hey, you know, I'm just not interested. So I think that's a simple and effective way to do it. And, you know, everyone's worried about feelings and stuff. I was like, well, you know, not everybody is for everybody there, but there is something for everybody there. So you just have to kind of get used to that. And the lifestyle is like, not everybody's going to be your cup of tea or vice versa. So, and it's okay. There's plenty. There's plenty of people there to get to know. So, but leaving the door open too, you know, like you said, also maybe, you know, where I do kind of feel like, I try not to feel bad about it, but a couple times this has happened to me where I've closed the door on a guy and then I end up playing with his roommate and then he walks in the middle of, I'm having the best time ever with his roommate. And I kind of go, oh shoot. Like, that kind of feels a little awkward, but I'm also like, well, it is what it is. And then his roommate's like, doesn't know that I turned his roommate down, like the guy I'm playing with. And he's like bragging about what a good time he had or whatever. And then he walks in, he's like, oh, is this the girl that you were talking about earlier? And like, you had such a good time with? And he's like, yeah, da 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 da. And then the guy's like, oh, and I do feel bad about that. But, you know, you just, it's just unavoidable.
What if he spins a block? What if he spins a block and like, okay, what if he's like, damn, that ass looking good up in the air. Like, damn, I see how you're slapping that ass and watching that. Well, I was watching you suck that dick. Like, I had to try again. Like, let's revisit this. Has that ever happened to you? Like,
No, they just look disappointed and they try to get out of the room as fast as they can. I'm just getting another drink. I'm getting out of here. And I don't care. I think when one thing for me at Splash is, if you have a roommate, that's equal airspace in there. So I said, you know, if your roommate needs to come in and do whatever they need to do, it's their room too. I don't want to be the cause of like someone getting shut out of their room, but they usually they're like, come in, get their drink and get the fuck out. Now, if it's somebody, I've had guys too, just like lay on the bed, scrolling their phone the whole time, not even watching us, not even paying attention. So, you know, or sleeping, you know, all kinds of situations. So that's very interesting when you're going to have a one-on-one and, you know, the roommates in there. So, but I don't mind either way, but no, I've never had them try again after they saw the hot action. They just look uncomfortable and leave. So,
well, respecting that boundary, so that's solid then.
Yeah, what other things might be a benefit of like leaving the door open, do you think, besides just play?
Shit, I mean, genuine friendship. Some people, like, I'm a connection person. Like I like knowing people just more than just, I want to know what else is going on in your life, if they're open to that. Because not everybody's open to that. Some people are just like, hey, I just want to fuck, keep it all sexual, and that's it. I don't want you to know nothing about my personal life. I don't want you to know what the fuck I work at, my kids, and my business ventures. They want to keep all that shit separate, and that's totally fine. But I think, like, there's some people, like, you'll know. As the conversation starts going, you'll know if there's potential for anything else, because you pick up on the signs. I mean, I know I pick up on the signs and shit like that. So for me, I mean, I'm cool with maybe somebody's going to end up coming to my party. They may not be able to get that time with me in the Splash environment or anything like that. But they're like, okay, I've heard about your party. I'll tell me about this. Oh, I got to do this, this, this. You should come to Naughty. You should come to Black to Cap or whatever. So that could build that type of relationship with them or connection with them. So it doesn't always have to be sexual. I mean, some people ideally that's what you may want from them, but it may not start off as that and then eventually turn into that. So,
well, and two, another thing I think of as a woman is when guys just leave that door open, it gives me more people that I can go to if I need something, if I need a guy to walk with me or, you know, somewhere or, you know, any safety issues. You know, you just have more people looking out for you. So when you're just kind and genuine to everyone and leave that door open, you know, or for mentorship, you know, like maybe some guy's not my cup of tea, but they're like, you know, they have a lady friend that's like, oh, you know, I want to talk more about this. And they're like, well, that Siren chick, like, I never played with her, but she's got this podcast. She's got other things going. Maybe you could talk to her. So there's all just kinds of of ways that we can help each other in this community besides with our private parts. They're not so private at these events, right? But, you know, it's a community of like helping people, you know, get to their other goals too outside of that area. So yeah, just the genuine friendships. Like we have people there that I feel really close to and genuine friendships, and we've never even played. So, you know, it's great.
Or you may travel to their city and then you may have a connection there and get a little one-on-one or something like that.
Yeah.
Or get some dinner, give some good tips on some things, life advice, all type of things. So it's more than just pussy and dick.
Yeah.
You know, endless
possibilities.
I like pussy and women love dick, so.
Yeah, it's endless possibilities, though, of, like, what could be connected. And then you know that those people, it's, like, always someone that you can talk to, you know? Like, you know if you ran into them somewhere, you know, they know kind of your whole, you know, underground secrets. So it's always somebody that you can have to talk to that you know is like-minded in that openness, too. Huh? So, Socrates, you got anything else to say?
No, I had one question, but it was a personal question. But before we get to that last question, did you have anything else to say about it or your wisdom on, you know, telling people to, you know, this is the way to go if you're going to go to events like this or just even in life?
I ain't the golden rule, nothing like that. So, hey, some people know how to flourish when doing appointments, and that's just their thing. Like, they're just anal on it, and that's what the fuck they do. Hey, if it works for you, by all means, go that way. But it's just a different perspective. I mean, I hear a lot of people be talking about, I got this appointment, or I got this list. If I don't do this, it's a failure and all that type of shit. No, it's not. I mean, it ain't got to be like that. So there's nothing more than that for me.
Well,
I think I covered all the bases.
Yeah, we did. And, I hope our listeners got something out of that for sure. Write us. You know, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear some ideas on episodes or stuff you want to talk about. This is the Bull Brotherhood Podcast, but we want to talk about everything ethical non-monogamy and relationships. So, you know, it's just our perspective. Siren, did you have anything else to add before I ask this personal question?
No, I just think definitely, you know, like one of the tags that we need to have is like, I just think of that three parts. If that helps you, let me know. I would like to know if that helps anyone else of the being where you want to be with who you want to be doing what you want to be doing, you know? And I think that will serve you well to make sure that you're taking care of yourself too at Splash. You know, a lot of people were talking about, you know, making more time for rest, making more time for chilling, you know? So, and knowing that you'll be back again. That's it.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, so here's my question. So, you know, like I say, everybody knows I love the Glory Hole Room. So, what do you think? So, there's been some times when some woman it's always amazing. And I'm so grateful to these lovely women, no matter what, you know, color, age, look, race, it doesn't matter. But I want your opinion on it. So sometimes I've gotten, you know, some fellatio from a lady and she wants to see the guy on the other side, right? And okay. I'll go clean myself up and they'll be like, hey, would you like to play? And I'm like, oh, fuck, because she did an amazing job, but I am not attracted to this woman. What do you think about that? Because sometimes it was like, I think it was Fort Lauderdale. I was like, this woman did an amazing job. And I'm not sure which one it was. Anyway, I was like, this woman did an amazing job. And I'm not attracted to her, but she deserved it. And I played with her, and it turned out to be amazing, right? I don't advise anybody to do that. I'm not sure. But I'm like, it turned out amazing. But it's a really tough situation for me.
I do advise that.
What?
Because I've done that with guys.
Yeah? I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I want to see what Goliath thinks about it because I'm just like, I kind of feel obligated. I don't want to play with you out of obligation, you know, but you did an amazing job, you know?
Okay. So, this is how we're going to go with that one right there. So, I mean, me personally, I love getting my dick shot, right? That's like, women, if you suck a great dick, like, that shit can take you so far in life in general. So,
amen, brother.
that shit's fucking masterful. So, for me, if a woman suck my dick good enough, but, okay, time out. So, the trickle situation, so it's a little bit different. Because you don't know who the fuck it is.
Right.
Then you come back around, you're like, oh, it was her sucking my dick. Like, it's not my speed, but fuck, she was sucking the fuck out my dick.
Right.
Like, your mind gets play that trick. I'm like, I wonder what else she could do. Like, it's like the whole concept of the fucking glory hole to begin with, like the reverse glory hole for ladies. The ladies don't know what the fuck they're getting fucked by. They just know they're just getting some dick. They come in there, they get some dick. Some ladies will come out and be like, okay, who's fucking me? And I'll point to this guy over there, like, ain't no way that guy was fucking me. I said, I would never fuck him in a million years. I'm like, that was the one that was giving you all that good dick. And they look and they're like, damn, I missed it. I would never gave him a chance. But but they're glad that it happened, the situation it did.
Right.
Would they just have like fucked him situation. On any right. fucking regular day?
Same with the dark room.
Yeah.
Same with the dark room. There was the best one in there was a guy when I met him the next day. You know, I said, hey, come find me. You know, I want to meet you. Then he found me and I was like, this guy, no way. You know what I mean? But he was the best one. So it's like navigated as if you were blind. You wouldn't know, you know?
No, I mean, I did that and it was amazing. She was great. And I'm glad I did it. But I was like, I have had some situations where I was like, but the only two times I genuinely needed to go, like I genuinely was like, I'm in here too long. I got to go meet my wife. Or, you know, so it worked out for me. But I was like, the next time I do that, I'm just going to let it happen. And I did. And I was glad I did it. But I want a Goliath taste on it. And your take. What's your take? You said the same thing?
Yeah. Just
I mean,
play as if you were blind. Like, if you're feeling great and, you know, everything about it, it's like in the dark room. I mean, there was a bunch of dudes that I was like, you know, might have just passed over. But we had a great time, you know? So, but that just goes back to my sermon about how I love an average dude. Like, one of my favorite play partners is like 5'5", you know, glasses, nerdy, you know? A lot of ladies just go, oh, yeah, he don't got muscles and he's not 6'6", and, you know, but he's a great time. So I'm just like, hey, if you don't, you know, some of these ladies, oh, I passed this guy over because of this. I said, well, I'll take him. I've had some great times with guys that other ladies were passing over for attraction reasons. So I really try to get in there and give them a shot. I don't think I've had too many. You know what? I've said it before, too. I was like, there's been a couple of guys that had me. I had stars in my eyes for them, and then I played with them, and I was disappointed. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, the attraction ain't everything all the time. It's about that vibe and that chemistry once you get going, you know?
Right.
So...
I mean, yeah, so I'll say this, like, hey, if somebody's sucking my dick, I mean, I've had in my years and lifestyle where a woman was sucking, she was sucking my dick so damn good, I'm like, shit, man, I'm obligated to give you this damn dick. Like, I want to give you this dick because you just made my dick, like, a throat goat is a fucking, guys appreciate that shit so fucking much, like. It's just, I gotta call me a throat goat tonight the way I'm feeling right now because so, I want my dick sucked. Like that shit makes you feel so good. Like damn, now I gotta give you some extra good dick because the effort that you just put in to suck on my dick or whatever. So, sometimes you may do that one off that you're like, oh, I would never fuck you, but hey, come on, might as well. You earned it.
You never know. So, well, we have to flow right into our ending now. So we appreciate you being on here. We'll put your socials in the notes so that people can contact you for the Magnum party and everything else you've got going on. But we appreciate you being on tonight. And I can't do all the sultry things like Brian Morgan, but good night to everyone. Thank you for listening.
Good night, y'all.
This is who we are, bold, confident, and seductive. Dominant and classy, we stand tall, never fall. Bull brotherhood, luxury untold.